homegrown right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a Knoxville podcast recorded at the Hutch and Howard Studio in beautiful Turkey Creek. Let's talk about Knoxville.
Welcome to a Knoxville podcast with Hutch and Howard. I'm Rob Howard, the Howard and Hutch and Howard, and this is Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy, Kathy Lee Weitrich.
Hello, we have a guest today.
Yay! We have another guest, or actually, she's the only guest who's ever appeared on this podcast.
Oh.
And we're excited to have her, Carrie Mays.
Yay!
Affectionately known as my boss assistant.
She rules the school.
Yeah. I always make jokes about paying her too much to tell me what to do.
Yeah, seriously. Last night, we ran over and got some pizza at Mill & Mushroom, and the lady said something about Chatty Kathy.
Oh, sweet.
And then she asked, she said, "Is this your daughter?" I was like, oh, could be her mom. I could be.
I was like, I don't know if you can. And I was like, trying to figure the math. Out the math. Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that maybe not something you would ask somebody.
I was 11-year-old mother.
You know what? Maybe you need to like work on your little waitress skill. And then I told Carrie, I said, "You can't tell anybody in the office." And here we're done. Put it on the podcast.
I know. It's our little secret. She went a whole 24 hours.
No, I bet you told somebody.
Of course. My gosh, I was home at 9:30. I got to tell somebody.
Oh, yeah. Dear diary.
Burn after reading.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because we both have the dark hair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, and those stellar smiles and lovely sure personalities and all the things.
Yeah, so that's what she helps us all so much. I mean, we couldn't make it without her. And so we're glad that you're here today.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about patios around the Knoxville because it's springtime and it's awesome weather. So what's your favorite, Carrie?
Honestly, the one that I go to the most is the Downtown Brewery.
Downtown Grill and Brewery.
Yeah.
I love that place.
On Gay Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have the $3 LITs.
Well, that's part
so
of
maybe
it.
Maybe it's less about the patio and more about the price of the drink.
What I love about that place is every time I'm sitting, because it's right there on Gay Street, you know, the main strip. I don't think I've ever sat there without running into somebody that I know or somebody that I haven't seen in a long time or something like that walking up and down the street.
It's definitely right in the hubbub.
Yeah.
In the middle of Gay Street.
It's like awesome. one of the places as a local that you know you can sit. Well, Kathy can sit anywhere, but.
Hey, I saw people in Hilton. I saw people in Key West. Yeah. And we were at the end of the earth. We were Jacob's, well, you haven't seen anybody yet. And I was like, well, give me time. And sure enough, I swear to the Lord.
Well, the difference is Rob is actually seeing people he knows. Kathy is making friends.
Yeah, she's making, yeah.
No, I know people. I don't have to pay them to be my friend.
No, but you make friends everywhere we go.
Oh, my kids used to say, Mom, do you know how much easier and more direct and shorter everything is when you're not with us? I mean, I do like to talk.
We were driving down to Atlanta for the Memorial Day weekend, and we went and saw Ed Sheeran.
Yay.
Which it was like a three-hour drive, and Amy was like, oh my gosh, did it only take three and a half hours, whatever? And I was like, yeah. She said, oh, we didn't stop for potty breaks. It always takes me 4.5 hours. I was like, that was before we even had Buc-ee's around here.
You just zoomed it on down.
Oh, yeah. I was like, pedal to the metal, baby.
Did y'all eat anywhere while you were in Atlanta?
We went to this place called the Garden Room. It was at the St. Regis Hotel. Some fancy hotel down there. And supposedly, like, we pulled in to park, and the little valet guy said, I'm going to keep your car up here for a few minutes because that's a very exclusive club and there's a good chance you won't make it in.
Seriously?
Yeah. And Amy was like,
he didn't know who you were.
Well, hi, I'm Knoxville Rob. Yeah. But it was funny because we walked in like we owned the place. And
as you should.
And they were like, well, we're kind of full, but there's two seats over there at the bar if you want. And so we got to sit there, and the guy next to us ordered 14 shots for the whole room.
Seriously? Oh, wow.
And, yeah, we ended up cheersing to some people from Saudi Arabia or something. But it was so, so cool. Gosh,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's on video.
So did the dude just like keep your keys and say, well, they must have made it in? Or
I guess so. I mean, oh, and the bartender lady, waitress, whatever, was so cool. She was like, let me validate your ticket, you know, and let me do all this. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was pretty awesome. It was a great experience.
I had to put that on my list.
Yeah, the garden room. And it was beautiful. It's like this huge atrium, and they were just like blooming flowers all around. Gosh. And
that's really
like
neat.
All these model type, you know, fancy people. And Amy fit in fine. Yeah, Amy fit in just fine, but I was like, I'm sticking out like a sore thumb.
No, I'm sure that's why they let you eat.
Sure.
Because you looked great.
Yeah.
You and Amy just looked awesome.
What else is going on?
I drove 8 hours to Hilton Head over the weekend to sit in the hotel room and go to the bars.
Was it rainy?
Oh, thunderstorms. Like, you couldn't even walk outside. It was thunder and lightning and poured down. But
room service.
Yeah. But we had so much fun. We just went to the bookstore, and then we ate and ate. And then my friend Sandy and I went, and we stayed at the Omni, and it was just beautiful. And the last day was good. But we ended on a good note and ended on a good day, and we sat on some patios, and you know, once it cleared up. But it was chilly. It was in the 50s.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
It was like 58.
See, we were supposed to get that weather in Atlanta, and I think it came down there because it was in the 80s. It was beautiful the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was the trade-off. You got the beach that you didn't get to. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to go back. Anybody want to go to Hilton Head, let me know. Well, my car knows the way. Get in the buggy.
Well, this week, earlier in the week, I was downtown doing some work and had the first solo lunch that I've had in a long time at Balter. We were talking about our favorite patios. I sat there and cut up with the waitress, but it was one of those times that I didn't run into anybody, and it was kind of interesting.
But you made a friend with the waitress.
Oh yeah, she was awesome. And I remembered when Balter first opened, I bought one of their little cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like number 654 or something.
Oh, wow.
Member of the exclusive Balter aficionado club or something.
What does that mean?
It means you get 2 extra ounces and a gold rim on your glass.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the brewery.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
too, because you have that with the Mug Club.
Yeah, the Mug Club. And I think it was a play on that, but
yeah. It's
just, they treated you nicer too.
Yeah. Well, they have a great brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like dollar mimosas. And then they have like $7 mimosas or whatever. But, you know, I love their biscuits and gravy, and I love their happy hour. Used to be really, really good, but I think COVID they quit doing a really good happy hour, but I think everybody just about has. But.
Well, and a lot of that's coming back, and a lot of it is just registered with people that, oh, we can do that again.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Point B. Have you been to Point B on Ebenezer?
You know, Rob White gave me a gift card to there, and I have never used it.
Okay,
I gave it to Amy, and I said,
Amy, I'll go.
It's supposed to be really nice.
Oh, I go all the
time.
She
loves it.
Lord, honey, I got people at the bar.
She's talked about it every.
People at the bar and people at the bartenders, and they've got a great patio. And I mean, if you've not gone, you can make reservations.
And that's a good central location right there on Ebenezer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's awesome. I took some clients there. I kind of try to pick local whenever I have people in from out of town. Because, I mean, I love the big box. And, of course, Downtown Grill and Brewery, all the ones we've talked about are pretty much local mom and pop.
Yeah, they're local.
And
so many microbreweries in town. It's just kind of like there's no reason. I don't know. If I was an out-of-towner, I would want to see how the culture is. And
sure.
There's such a great microbrewer culture here in town.
And the vibe is different places. And it depends on if you've got a talk business or not or whatever. But, check out Point B, too. So.
Well, we were working downtown, what was it, last week, and stopped in at that Gypsy Circus cider.
Gypsy Circus.
But we didn't sit on the patio, but we were right next to it. And they
Where is that?
It's a cidery instead of like a brewery.
But where?
It's downtown. It's near Crafty Bastard. And it's right off, you know where Knoxville High School?
Yes.
And they turned it into like assisted living?
Yes.
It's right behind that.
Is it the one that looks like a car lot?
That one's called Zool. And it's literally from the parking lot at Zool, you can see it.
Okay.
It's like catty corner down toward 4th and Gill.
Because it looks so cool lit up at night. You're going down the interstate and you're like, I want to go there. How do I get off? How do I go? And I don't even know the name of it, but it looks like the Old Beatty Chevrolet. I believe it's the Old Beatty's.
It's X-U-L and the U has umlauts or whatever the little dots above it.
Oh, you're so smart.
Well, it's good and they actually have really good food too.
They do?
Yeah.
What did you get?
When I didn't get this last time, but the time before that, I got wings.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
We do the Pints with a Purpose meets there sometimes.
Okay.
And that's a Keller Williams, Young Professionals, whatever, the groups that sponsor that, you know, a lot of times they have us down there. So I love going down. That's a super fun place. It doesn't have a small patio, but for the most part.
And Crafty Bastard opened up a new place. On Kingston Pike.
Yep, and they're
right behind the gym store.
Oh wow!
Like next to Cokesbury. Well, not this Friday, but last Friday, we went to see Smooth Sailor.
Of course,
Dave Campbell. it was like in a parking lot. It was so cool, and they just kind of roped it off. And they had I think they said it was their largest show. That was the most tickets they ever sold to any show, and I know there was.
Oh, wow.
400 people there.
Well, I was having a conversation with some friends about Open Chord. One of my buddies was looking for a stand-up comedian place for like 75 to 100 people. And he brought up Open Chord. And I was like, your downtown people are kind of mixed about coming out that far to a place. And I don't know how much Westies support, you know, events like that. That's actually good news that there is more of a crowd that would turn out in that little, you know, west of Bearden area.
Yeah, it was amazing. And well, Lord, we saw Jamie Smith was there, Nancy Keith was there, Billy Houston was there.
Oh, wow.
Ashley Wade was there, Lisa Dawg, Cousin Lisa was there. And they were like...
Not like Cousin Greg.
No.
I always make that joke.
But it was like everywhere I turned, there was another Tanya Doty and her husband Steve were there. I mean, there were so many real estate agents, and we love you, Dave. So you know, it kind of brought us all together, and it was great. It was great music. It was a live show, and it was outside, and they carded you at the door, so you get an armband, so you don't get carded whenever you're in line to partake. So that was faster and easier than, you know, all the rest of it.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Well, we hit up the Beer and Beer Market a couple weeks ago, too.
Oh, yeah. That was right after Red Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
And we ended up being with the people of Red Day from the Bearden office. They also decided to do the same location.
I had to go show property, which is fun. I loved it. I get to go show property.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
I was going to talk about Aubrey's, too. Oh. Right there next to the Bearden Keller Williams, there's the Aubrey's that has the huge, beautiful wraparound. Mm-hmm. Part of it's always in the shade.
Yeah. And Brandon is the bartender. I'm really, like, telling on myself because I know all these bartenders. I mean, like, I'll usually order a Coke. They remember me probably because I got a Coke. But he's great. And I love all the Aubrey's, and they give back so much to the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sponsor the football team at Farragut, and they are always in the school coupon books, and they also own Fieldhouse Social.
Oh, really?
And, yes.
That's across from Calhoun's on the top of Bearden?
No, not Bearden's Fieldhouse. Fieldhouse Social is down on campus where...
Oh, okay. Right next to where the Publix, yeah.
Yes. And they've got a good patio. A lot of times if we're playing tennis at Tyson... We just go over there because we can just, you know, we're all yucky from playing tennis. And they've got a great patio. And there are lots of seating and their pretzel bites with cheese dip. Oh.
I've never gone in there. I always go right next door to the Vol shop.
Oh, yeah.
When my buddy Dave DeFerio is in town because he's like the encyclopedia of Tennessee sports and sports in general. And so it's like special event because he lives down in Alabama. So that's like we always hit like five places, and that's one of them.
Go there to eat. Go there to eat. Well, what about those baseballs? Play them Friday.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're what there's semi-regional right now, or is it regionals?
I think it's the regionals, and it's in they're playing Kentucky? Friday night. No, like
Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah.
They're playing, and then they're playing at 6 o'clock. Go Vols. And then the girls softball team.
Did they win the Nationals or something?
They're going. They're in the College World Series.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. Right now, so they won, were doing something huge. Yes, yes. So they're in the College World Series. So Knoxville's making our little stamp all over the place.
We're on the map.
Yay!
That's right.
Yeah, we We used to be a football school only. Then we were like a basketball school only when we got Rick Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a little before that. Bruce Pearl kind of sparked it.
Well,
he brought the spark.
He brought excitement. And
His enthusiasm was contagious. Yeah. He would take pizzas to the kids' dorm rooms and say, "Please come to the basketball game. It's free. Here's pizza." And that just turned it around.
Yeah.
I mean, but Rick Barnes kept the program top notch.
Yeah, yeah. We actually show up in things. And now the baseball team, which I always loved the baseball more than when I was in school. Let's see, there were a bunch of guys. Actually, I've got a book by one of them. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But there were just a whole bunch of baseball players that went on to national, mm-hmm. you know.
With Todd Helton.
Yeah.
I mean, he played for the Rockies for...
Yeah. Well, he was a pitcher during that time. I think he was. Or maybe he was. I'm clueless. But... Yeah, because he was the backup quarterback for either Shuler or Peyton during my tenure at UT. And then it's like, well, we didn't get to see him play there, but I always got to see him at the baseball teams.
Right. Well, and speaking of basketball, Grant Williams is playing for the Celtics.
Oh, sweet.
And they were playing all weekend, and they took it to the seventh game. And then he lost, and I was like, I don't really watch a lot of pro teams, but if they've got some Tennessee guys on there,
oh yeah, that's the reason I would
absolutely
ever watch.
Cheer for them. So we've been coveting over this red Corvette. It's a convertible. It's
right outside
the window.
Scenic Hudson Howard Studios.
We put in our mind's eye, like, what the person would look like that drove the red Corvette.
And it was not...
Her.
Barbie.
She's, like, attractive, but, I mean, just not what you would think, like, a upper 50s, lower 60s woman.
Well, her hair's not going to move.
No.
Well, she goes the down the road, but she looks... Fabulous in that red convertible Corvette.
Just not what we were expecting.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting like that, you know, marketing executive guy with the shades and, I was.
Oh, you were thinking it was a guy.
100%.
Me too.
Okay.
And there was a gentleman that was walking around it earlier, so I just assumed.
We both thought it was
hovering, and I'm like, I think it's his. And he's like pacing the parking lot with his earbuds
on,
and I was like, he has to be the owner. That just wasn't what I was expecting. Sorry, continue.
Go,
you're
girl.
Right. You're right.
Her hair isn't moving.
It isn't moving.
Go, girl.
I'm surprised she didn't put one of those little scarves on.
Gosh.
Anyway, this random act of kindness thing. I walked out of Jackie's Dream earlier, and there was a little card that was left on my under the windshield wiper.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It was this nice thing from Schaefer Insurance, which was a company that has been here in town for like 60 years. Kathy probably knows somebody
Hi, Heidi. Hi, Bo.
And I knew you would know somebody that worked there.
They own it. They're Heidi Schaefer.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Schaefer.
Well, great. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was so sweet. This is their 60th year, and as I understand, they bought 60 gift cards mm-hmm. from local vendors and like, left them at people's, you know, just randomly left them on people's cars.
So I got
thank you to you guys for $10 at Cruise Farm.
Yay!
Yay! So
nice
ice creams.
Date night.
Wow. Have you been out to the farm on Asbury Road?
I pulled in one time, but they weren't open yet.
Okay.
But I have, you know, if I'm at down mm-hmm. Grill and Brewery, I'm always walking across the street and getting some ice cream.
Right. That one's great. The actual farm is on Asbury Road.
Okay.
It's an old farmhouse, but they have pizza, and they have ice cream, and then they have movies. So they have a movie night.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a drive-in. So you can pull your car in there, or you get out of your car and just put your blankets and chairs on the lawn, and it's all family friendly.
And Asbury is in like East Knox County.
Yes,
right?
It's like off John Sevier, like in the Forks of the River.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You know about the Forks of the River? That's where the French Broad and the Holston come together and make the Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And then they have a wedding venue.
Really?
Yes. It's beautiful. It's off Kodak Road, which is off Thorngrove Pike. And I've been to several weddings there. And it's just breathtaking. The views and the facility, it's just really gorgeous. So kudos to them for branching out.
Is that near the Ramsey House?
No.
Thorngrove Pike.
It's on the, if you get off at Strawberry Plains, it's in Riverdale.
Okay.
And if you know where Riverdale is, in Riverdale.
Okay.
So you get off at Straw Plains exit, take a left and go down there in Huckleberry. Then you take a right onto Thorngrove and it's out there. Then you take a left on Kodak.
Mm.
But it's beautiful. It really is. And, you know, they started, I worked for Knox County, the Development Corporation. It was just the Development Corporation. Okay. And we actually built East Bridge, which is an industrial park, Center Point Park, which is off of Pellissippi,
mm-hmm.
West Bridge, which is off Hardin Valley area. And back in the day, where the Target is at Easttown, which is no longer.
Millertown.
Yes. That Target was a farmer's market.
So they moved the farmer's market right next door to that new Harvest Park.
Yes. But, you know, 30 years ago, that was our main tenant, was Cruz Farms.
Oh.
And they ran, they were the head lead tenant, and then we had all the other people coming in to sell their produce and everything like that, but they are awesome people. Just an awesome family.
I went to that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I helped design the logo.
Wow. Well, back when talking about baseball and talking about the Ramsey House, I asked about that. Have y'all heard of the vintage baseball team? The Knoxville Holstons?
Yes. They wear the old-timey outfits and play. Yes.
And they have 1875 rules or whatever, you know. So it's like they don't have gloves.
Oh, God. Wow.
If they do have gloves, it's very old gloves. You know, it's like everything from the bat to the ball, everything is vintage.
Wow.
And
do they play at the Ramsey House?
Yeah, they play at the Ramsey House, and I just saw their schedule. What made me think of it was, remember last time we talked about me joining the East Tennessee Historical Society?
Well,
I got my first journal. I'm so excited. It's like the Journal of East Tennessee History.
Yay.
And about half of that book is about baseball, vintage baseball, history of the stuff. And my buddy Ken Maines, his picture was in there, and his name was like Butterbean or something like that. You know? But all of them, they had great nicknames. So I was excited, and then I looked up, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, they are playing soon!" And
we need to go road trip.
Look up the Knoxville Holstons, and definitely go check it out.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So the Corn Ferry tour was at Holston Hills this past weekend.
Corn Ferry?
Yes.
Do tell.
The Knoxville Open. So it used to be the Knoxville Open when it was at Fox Den.
Okay.
And then the Corn Ferry, I believe, is the sponsor. But they're like a headhunter company. And so that's the sponsor. And it's Corn, K-O-R-N. But, I mean, they had some major, Scott Stallings, a bunch of home guys from the Knoxville area played, and I mean, it was a big deal. It was a really big deal, and they just had a fabulous time. So you need to come out and support them next year.
Was Smooth Sailor playing there? I'm
just joking. No, no. Golf is a gentleman's sport. You have to be quiet. That's why I don't go. I would explode. My head would start spinning around.
I'm not even a big talker, and I would struggle with
talk at all. Oh, that's fun.
Speaking of the weather, we've got some lake property we need to sell coming up. So you know anybody that needs a lake house, let us know.
Carrie wants a lake house.
I want a
lake house.
I do. That's my dream.
Mine too.
What river is it on? What lake?
It's on Loudoun.
Lake Loudoun. Okay.
So
awesome.
Yeah. Anybody, you're getting ready to come on soon. So if anybody, you know, throw in a little real estate there.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, by the way, we do real estate. We just don't talk about it that much.
You would think I would weigh 400 pounds if you just listened. But we do like to have fun and enjoy everything that Knoxville has to offer. And it's really, really cool when I see our client that we have helped come to the Knoxville area, and they put all these things on Facebook. It's like, oh, we went to Lakeshore and we had a picnic, and oh, we went to here.
Or paddle boarding at the cove.
And I mean, they are so enjoying all the benefits that, we have here, from the mountains to the lakes, all the activities.
Yeah.
And the weather.
To the patios.
To the patios. I mean, I know, because even the couple that I took there, they went back to Point B already.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just really, really cool to see whenever they call you and say, well, where should I go do this? Or where should mm-hmm. I go do that? And really embracing Knoxville.
Yeah.
Because it is a fabulous place to live. If it wasn't, I wouldn't still be here.
But I also love when they call and say, do you know a handyman? Or who would you get to paint your house? Or who would you get to paint on the inside?
All day long. I had a couple. Yeah.
You know an electrician? Yes, I do.
Every day. Every day.
And have someone call and ask for a plumber today.
There you go. I mean, you know, one of your local resources. Mm-hmm. And we've got, Carrie. I had a closing, and the night before, a tree fell on the house, mm-hmm. the condo.
I remember that.
And took out the gutter. It didn't really hurt the roof, but it did take out the gutter over the garage. And I was like, I need a roof guy. Carrie, bam. I was like, dude.
He went out the next day, did he not?
Before he started his job.
Yeah, and he was 7 late. O'clock. It was like 9 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Yes, and we were closing, and I was like, please, please. And so, I mean,
in other words, we know the best folks.
Yes. And the seller was kind of like, you know, kind of freaking out a little bit because we're closing the next day. So called the dude. He was awesome. I will give him a lot of business. And all of a sudden, he's like, I'll be out there at 7 a.m. If I have it on the truck, send me some pictures because I probably have the gutter on the truck. And if I don't, I'll run, go get whatever color it is. And
right.
And I told the seller, he's like, you're kidding. And I was like, No, I got you. No big deal. Let me freak out for you.
And Carrie got you.
And you're going to go by and take his dude a handle at 7 o'clock in the morning because he deserves a little something, something. He goes, well, what if he doesn't drink? And I go, well, he'll just re-gift it. Go get him something. Actually, he went that morning and went to Chick-fil-A and got him and his crew Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And was there at 7 a.m. to just show appreciation.
Yeah, no,
that's what we do.
That's going above and beyond.
That's what we do. We appreciate people and we connect people and we love on people and we're here way after the sale. Lord knows I had to go out to Louisville the other day and hook up a hose and put it in a pool and then I drive back out there and pull the hose out and tell the pool because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And now we're friends and it's great. And, you know, they better ask me out for a barbecue because they're on the lake. It's just awesome.
The only thing to me better than owning a lake house is having friends with a lake house.
And boats.
Yeah.
Like Brandon. We'll get him on here next time.
He sold his boat.
The Hutch part of Hutch and Howard.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably about time to wrap up. Thank you, Carrie, for coming and joining us.
Yay.
And thank you, Kathy, for having your patience because it took forever getting out here.
I'll just talk till you get here. It's always a great time, Rob.
Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're buying or selling your home, trust a professional. Don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the SunSphere Tower, there's a knowledgeable name. It's Hutch and Howard. It's Hutch and Howard.
Huckleberry.